Assalamu alaikum. This is your blood brother Murad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege and surely I'm highly honored to do so. And sometimes people think I'm redundant because I repeat myself, but I'm letting you know without a shadow of a doubt I'm consistent. I try to say things, and when you are a person that has continuity in that which is good, it becomes a part of you. Your nature is able to speak to you. Your soul is able to talk to you, and you're in tune. You're in tune. I don't do it for myself. Surely I need to have those various different understandings in order to grow in the world today. And my job is to enlighten you that you have the same ability. You just don't take care of it. You neglect it. And you don't allow yourself to grow in society. And we speak about various different things. When you say what God says, and you're on the right track. But if you're quoting God and don't understand why you're quoting him, you won't comprehend it. But he will give you credit for trying. And some people do it for their own self-gratification. Well, that one does not get any credit whatsoever. And some do it to trick you and con you and deceive you. That one do not get the barakats, the blessings. And so therefore, I try to give back because it allows you to be consistent in repetition. It allows you to continue to grow in life for Allah, the God. And we say the God, brothers and sisters, to those who just tune in and don't understand why I say things that I say. There's only one God. Whatever name you call him is good. He'll accept it. There was only one God. There's no such thing as any individual is praising another God. And if you are doing that, you can be a person that praises the sun. That's not God. You can praise your low desires, and that's God to you, because God told you not to do that, so you decide to do it. You have permission. You have permission to do the wrong thing. And then you wonder why you can't advance. You say the dope dealer advanced, the pimp advanced, the gangbanger, he advanced. What do we advance to? Material substance? It's temporarily. It's called, it is temporarily heaven for permanent hell. You have to pay for that. Then why do God give it to you? He permits you to do it. So he allows you to become successful in doing wrong. But Satan thinks he's doing the right thing. And he does much wrong than all of us put together. But if he don't clean up, which he's not going to do, it seems like he just will not repent. So he'll go straight to hell on the final day of judgment. But he's not trying to go to hell by himself, brothers. He's trying to take you with him, as well as myself. So we have to understand. If we don't understand, you won't comprehend who is Satan. We've called the devil, but who is this devil? Do you know who this devil is? And he got a lot of imps running around. They look like you, walk like you, talk like you, but they serve Satan. And they want to be gods on their own, because you have some people don't believe there is a hereafter. So they want to get them theirs now while they live. Yes, this is what's going on every day. They want to get them all that which they need right now, any means necessary. And when you say any means necessary, that's just what it is. You know, there's a book out, it's been out for years. And I used to wonder why everybody respected that book.
I never read the whole book, but I had to go to it because I couldn't understand why men love this pimp. He was called Iceberg Slim. Every man in jail know that pimp. I guess you in jail, you like to be just like him. But something, if you read the whole book, and I didn't read the whole book, but when I came across this, I knew then. And he said, I will quote him. He said, if the hoe don't hoe, he will hoe. Wow. And I thought about that. So meaning that if the female won't go out, he will do what the female has to do to be a pimp. And most men respect that, those who want to be a pimp. They want to be like Iceberg Slim. He's like the god of the pimps. And I'm talking about the African-American pimp. And so isn't that amazing that he wants to be like that? Well, it's just like a gangbanger, the head of the gangbanger. He don't mind who he kills. It doesn't matter to him. Matter of fact, he has reached to the level that he orders other people to kill. He doesn't kill no more. But he got so many bodies on him that they fear him. They literally fear him. So he's like the god because he tells who lives and who dies. You ever heard that before? That's what Pharaoh said to Moses. Who do you serve? What god you serve? So I serve the one that gives life and take life. He said, I'll kill you right now. I will take your life. I'll cut off your right hand and your left feet. This is what he said to Moses. So he believed he was God. And so this is what happens to them. They believe they are gods, and they can say who lives and who dies. And this is why you got a lot of murder going on. But you don't understand that that pimp, he gets away with everything because he pays off. He's an informer. That gangbanger, he's an informer. Why? You can't come in America and just shoot anybody. Why they allow the Bloods and the Crips kill each other? Because that's what they want. They save them the trouble. More important, you go to jail. And that's what they want. You do what? Go to jail. Because it's big business that you're in jail. But the hustler and the gangbanger, he's got to tell. Because they say to him, hey, I need a body. I need to be able to put someone in jail. So he has to tell on that individual. Then you wonder why you got busted. Because why? They tell on you. When you in that type of world, there's no, oh, we loyal to each other, we'll kill for each other. Yes, they show you that. But that man that comes to a level of control, he does not want to go to jail. See, when Gotti went to jail, and Gotti didn't go around killing people, it was just the mob. They kill each other. You don't do the right thing, you die. But you never seen Gotti tell the Italians to go attack the Irishmen. You never saw Gotti say to them, oh, go kill the black folks or the Latinos or whatever you want to call yourself. It was a mob, and they ruled. And whoever's the godfather rules. But when he got busted by his own man, when he was squealed on by his own man, his right arm man. The thing he said made me think. They said, Gotti, all the years you have, they have given you, what do you think? He said, I'm a mob boss and I'm going to die a mob boss. Meaning, hey, my life is over with. I'll do the time. And sure enough, he died in the prison. Do you know that the Italians, if you say to them, you got 2 more years, but we can let you out on parole, Oh, no. Hey, I'll tell you in a minute, I'm going to do those 2 years because you're not going to tell me that I got to be downtown and come and see you and you're going to follow me. Hell no. They do the time. It's an old saying. You can't do the crime, don't do the time. But we, yes, sir, boss. I want to get out of here, boss. And then you got to be at a certain place at a certain time. They got to check you, got to be on your urine, you got to do everything now. It's okay, a man that's not on drugs. You want my urine, I can go home to my wife, I'm going to give it to you. But not that one that get caught. Because they can come anytime to check you. You get caught, you're a violation of parole. That's more time. And you got to do the last 2 years or the last 3 years or whatever they parole you. I mean, this system is not built for us, brothers and sisters. And you can't win. You'll never win doing wrong. And you see, we don't read and we don't study the prophets. I'm talking about all of them. But the one from 1,400 years ago, that's recently, he would say when you talk about Moses and Abraham, and then they came way before the prophet. He was the seal. He was the last. So he was in a war, a holy war. Because why? The enemy was fighting against the Islamic men, and so they had to fight. But they was outnumbered. They was outnumbered. You weren't supposed to win those battles. But why did he win the battle? Because he was doing what God says. We're not the aggressive. And we'll only fight against those who fight against us. That's all that's wrong. But when you fight, you don't fight for yourself. You fight with God's name. I'll give you a good example. Abu Bakr was an outstanding companion. He was a great warrior, like Ali. And Ali was a great. But Abu Bakr, was it Abu Bakr or was it Ali? I think it was Abu Bakr. If I'm wrong, you get the point. Abu Bakr was fighting this enemy. And when he got the enemy down, he took out a sword to take his head. And the enemy spit on him, spit right in his face. He put the sword back. And the enemy said to him, "Kill me." He said, "I was going to kill you with God's name. But when you spit on me, I don't know if I'm killing you with God's name or I don't like that hell that you spit on me." That's why he didn't kill him. See, these are righteous men. These were men that followed Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace upon him, and you can't kill for your own satisfaction. You can't do it, brothers and sisters. You know what they call premeditating? If someone broke in your house and you threatened, you have the right to shoot that gun. If you got a legal gun, most of us don't have a legal gun, so you dead. But if you thought about killing someone that did something to you, even though they raped your wife, and you took 5 days setting them up, it's called premeditated murder. Because you had a lot of time to think about it. Should you take his life or should you let him go to justice? Now, that's here in America, at least. It says you're innocent until proven guilty, not for us. You guilty and you have to prove yourself that you are innocent. And these are little stuff that we don't take in consideration. And so I decided to make my topic today. And most people that knows me, I just don't come up with a topic a month before, a year before, about a few days before. I just see things and watch things, and then somebody can send me something that gives me that understanding. And that was a young lady that I call my mother. Her daughter and her sent me a beautiful text. And the words they use in the text, and I'm paraphrasing it, they was hoping I was doing well. Because they hadn't heard from me. They might have been on my radio, but they hadn't heard from me because I usually call Mama and her daughter. And we talk sometimes for 10, 15 minutes and forth for days. And just so happened it'd been maybe a week, I mean a month. So when they sent me that, and this is a Christian, this is a Christian young in her actions and deeds, a senior citizen, 95 years old, got a lot of spunk. She loves to preach the gospel. So, Reverend, whatever you want to refer to her as, she works for God. So when you send me something, and then the daughter said, in the name of Jesus, we love Jesus. That touched me because Jesus is the messenger of God. Whether you like it or not, Jesus is the messenger of God. And anything that God sends, you don't question it. You don't have doubt. If it wasn't in the Quran, maybe you could question it. Jesus is in the Quran. He's in all the books. Torahs don't like Jesus too much. Those who follow the Torah, they are not crazy over Jesus. Rightfully so. Why do you think they don't pretty much have respect for Jesus? Because Jesus came out of the womb of Mary. And most of them don't want to give credit to Mary because she delivered that child. And Jesus, brothers and sisters, was given a job. The job was to cut down the fig tree. And I explained it many times, my followers on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, where I speak. We come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, so they know. They know that Jesus went to Jerusalem not to kill nobody, not to hurt nobody, but he was born out of a purified womb. And not the physical wound that y'all take God to. Talk about that wound of your mind, because that's what makes you operate. It's a gift. That's your mind. And that wound was purified by Allah. No one could touch it. He taught her what to teach that baby coming out that wound. Job was to cut down the fig tree. They used the word fig tree should get your attention because it could have been an apple tree, a peach tree, and any other tree. But this tree, it said figs because in a fig you got all these seeds, more seeds than any other fruit. And seed represents multiplying your intellectual mind. You plant that idea and you want to bring it out into fruition. Comes out of the mind and now you can see it physically. So Jesus had to go and cut down the fig tree, meaning to stop the Jews from multiplying. Why? Did they curse God? You have to give them credit. They called themselves the chosen one because they're the first one that created a religion. And so therefore there was no religion before them. Didn't have to be. No one came up with religion. Sure, people worship God, people worship the snake, people worship the cat, the lion, the tiger. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about creating a religion that millions of people will follow. They didn't share it. Brothers and sisters, they didn't share it. They kept the knowledge to themselves. And so they followed the law of Moses. And they followed Abraham because Abraham was successful. Abraham, some people say Abraham. But it's all the same. You got it. You know, I was in Atlanta, Georgia. I was flew in by Plymouth. And I was the guest speaker over top of the businessmen and women, economics. He called, threw me in and put me over it. And we all had to say something during breakfast to the crowd that came out that will hear us after lunch. And I said, you know, brothers and sisters, heaven is at the feet of the woman. I said it for a reason. A young lady raised her hand, said, excuse me, it says in the Holy Quran that heaven's at the feet of the mother. I said, I apologize. You're correct. She is correct. So when I went to sit down, I asked the sisters, could I sit down? Because my wife was there, sitting at the table. And they said, sure, Brother Ron, you can sit here. So I sit amongst the sisters, and they said to me, who does she think she is? She knew perfectly well what you were saying. Now, thought travels 25,000 miles per second. So in my mind, I'm saying, whoa, these sisters are right. I'd like to give her my 2 cents. I said, no, you can't do that. I said, that woman comes from a foreign country. In her country, she cannot speak. For years, she couldn't speak. She's here in America, and she's free. She's a free spirit. Don't ridicule her because she spoke out. And she's right, even though she should have known what I was speaking about. Well, brothers and sisters, the sister says, oh, you hospitable too, huh? Because meaning they would have got it. But I use the word woman because there wasn't all Islamic people in the room. And so I didn't say mother because most of them didn't look like they was married or had children. And I didn't want to offend them. So there are some people say Abraham, and some people say Abraham, and some people say other things. But we judge a person what comes out of a person's mouth, not Allah. Because whatever I may say different, and whatever that Christian or that Jew or that Hindu may say that's different, show you how God is most merciful. He don't judge words out of your mouth. You can't get to heaven because you saying the right things out of your mouth. Allah judges your heart. And when he judges your heart, that heart is saying the right thing. That's how Allah judges. So let me give you another metaphor. The preacher was saying all the right things out of his mouth. But there was a man that came to the church, and he was a great follower. Oh, he had the Holy Ghost. But sometimes he didn't come to church because why? He was drunk. Drunk off of liquor. Where's Bobby? Oh, Bobby's drunk. And he's laying on the ground. He's doing such and such. And then he cleans up. till my leg comes back to church in his clean suit and everything. And they say, whoa, Bobby Chan. Bobby's back out in the street again. Bobby comes back again. Bobby goes out in the street again. Preacher that is holy and thou, preaching the gospel, everybody in the congregation loves him because he got 25,000 people listening. 25,000 takes care of him. 25,000, and today they want 800 million so they can get a bigger plane for their guests. That's today, but I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about this wonderful metaphor that woke me up. And so here comes the preacher because he was away. So they say he went through the gates of heaven. I'm Pastor Frischbach. I'm ready to enter the gates of heaven. Sorry, you can't come in. What? He was hurt, but he was sitting on the side trying to figure out what happened that he can't get in the gates of heaven. And here comes Bobby. He's drunk. He was drunk. He passed away. Can't drink when you pass away. It's over. This world's over. Bobby gets to the gate, and they say, welcome, human. Welcome to heaven. So the moral of the story, when the preacher hollered and screamed at the angel, saying, you know this man was a drunk. This man comes, he leaves, he comes, he leaves, he comes, he leaves. And I delivered the gospel, and the angel said, well, I don't judge your words. He judged your heart. And Bobby had a good heart. There it is. Well, God don't judge you by your words, brother, sister. For he don't need your words. He needs your character. He needs your morals. He needs your spirit. How is it that you pray, but you abuse the gift that he gave you? Would you look in the mirror? That's your earth. That's your earth. And you're supposed to protect your earth. Now, there's women do a lot of things. But I remember as being a little boy, I'm like 13, 14 years old. And Minister James said, you want a real woman? You want a real woman? He said, go on 42nd Street and raise them up. And I said to myself, why would I go on 42nd Street where the prostitutes is? Well, he's saying they down so low, they got nothing else to do to come back up. And I'll show you a loyal individual. Oh, you can't get over on her because she repented. You can't trick her and you can't con her because she ain't stupid, low, because she know where she came from. And those, so happen is the most loyal people in serving God. Because why? Because they evolved. Now, how is anyone going to evolve if you tell me that Miss So-and-so cannot come in our masjid? Well, it looks like the Christians got more in tune with God than most of us in the other town. We done got so that we have our own earth. Now, how the hell you got your own earth, brothers and sisters, when the earth is Allah? He didn't tell you own the earth. He said you over top of the earth as the Khalifa. Everyone has equal rights, especially to God's earth. But we say, you take Shahada? You take Shahada, Tain? And if you didn't, you can't come in that grave. Just like the Jews, they block you. You can't go in there. They don't want you anywhere anyway because they think you what? A nigger. Oh, man, what is that brother and sister? What is your aunt? What is your mama? What is your father? What is your loved ones? They niggas too? Oh, you done got so sophisticated that indirectly you talk just like the devil. But look at that. Let me tell you the real deal, brothers and sisters. So you can't come into the Islamic grade because you ain't say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But let that man leave the right he in Islam. Oh, he gets a cut. He prays five times a day. He went to Hajj. He did it all. But he deceased. In your words, he dead. But no one saw him at the masjid. So they call around. Do you know Malik? Yes. How he been? No. How he been at the masjid? No. How he been at the masjid? So you don't want to bury him because you haven't seen him. More important, you don't even know him. So you leave his body because you never saw him. Let's go a little worse. I'll tell you some worse. He killed somebody. So he's a sinful man. So you judge him, and you won't let him into that cemetery. So the body's just sitting there because the Islamic men and women buries the Islamic men and women. But because you don't know if he is or he isn't, or he committed a crime, you say, I'm not going to reside over that body, and I'm not putting them in my grave. So the Christians say, welcome, human. You can come in my graveyard. Oh, brothers and sisters, I'm going to wake you up because this got to stop. Who's doing this to us? That's what you need to say. Somebody got us all confused and we don't understand. That's why I said, do you have faith in Allah? I need to know that because that female and her daughter wanted to know, am I safe? Now tell me, who is she? She's an upright human being that's obedient to God. And we only got one God. Just like you only got one mother. And let me ask you a question. Ask the mother which one of her children she loved the best. Some got two, some got three, some got 10. If you like my grandma, you had 16. Which one do you love the best? A mother will tell you, I love all my children. But because she got intuition, she has that because Allah knew that she was the first Arachnaic. The first mercy, brothers and sisters, that's what she is, the first mercy. Because she's the first mercy, Allah put it in her heart to love all her babies. Some tall, some short. One can come out of here, out, and that's an ugly baby, but not to mama. You better not say my baby is ugly because she'll love that child. She'll give that child more than the rest of them, so that child will not grow up inferior. But whoever does more than the other that day, that week, mama can take that one as the favorite. Why? Because of her responsibility. She does her work and tries to help mama with her work. Reflection of Allah. Because whoever listening to me, one of us is more closer than God than the others. Oh, God, Allah uses a large stick. No, he don't use nothing physical, sister, brother. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorifies his name, says, the one that's closer to me is the one who's most mindful of his duties to me. There it is. You have all of us. But you can't go to school in 400 classmates and you are not the top 5 or the top 10 and you upset and you say to them, why did you able to get special treatment? If you ask your teacher, if you ask anyone that's giving you an education, your professor will tell you they did extra. That's how you judge. How are you going to get off of ground zero and you crawl into heaven? Meaning you just made it. How are you going to get off the first floor and you did enough and stopped, lived another 10 years? How are you going to make it to the third, because it's 7 levels? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified his name, said, study from the cradle to the grave. And you didn't get it from the cradle. Well, Murad, I'm 18 years old, 30 years old. I'm not in a cradle. Common sense say you ain't nobody wiping your butt. Ain't nobody changing your diaper at that age. What is the cradle, brothers and sisters? Maybe what I'm telling you this evening, you don't know. That's the cradle. And when you come into that knowledge, you advance. You evolve. You advance to another level in life because why? You're studying. Why? You're asking questions. Why? You listen. Why? You want to make it into heaven. And I don't want to be a part of the 400 in the classroom. Make me the top 5. I'll go for that. How about the top 10? I'll go for that. But you got what you put in is what you get out. How you serve your Lord is the way he rewards you. So don't fault us that it's not compulsory for us to pray 5 times a day. It's no compulsory in Islam. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, brothers and sisters, if you make a prayer, you know how you make your Isra prayer, and you're making your Isra prayer, you only made 3 rak'ahs. You know it's 4. But Allah said, because you can't remember, he said, take the lowest number. Wow. You see how merciful God is? That's how merciful he is. Meaning, don't confuse your mind. He will give you that extra one because of your intentions. So they won't teach you that. Everything is a ritual with them. They want you to think you got to make, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is have faith in God. There's men that can't pray. There's men in a wheelchair that can't get down and pray like you. There's people that don't have hands, but they would love to do it. So they'll sit in their chair like they went down, but they'll have it in their head, in their minds. Allah will give it to them, and some of them will make it a paradise for all y'all who made prayer. So I'm going to tell you another story, and I'm going to get to my topic. There was a man in the masjid, in the masala, and he was praying day and night for weeks. So they went to the prophet. They said, oh, Rasuli, the messenger of God, there's a man in the masjid, and he is making sajda. He prays day and night. So the prophet said, well, who's feeding him? He said, we are. His answer was, you better than he is. Wow. Well, I ask you to pray all day and night. He don't need all those rock eyes. But the ones that was feeding them is the one that the prophet pressed peace upon and said, you're better than he is, better than he is. So the emails open up the masjid, and they make their rock eyes, their sunnahs. Who feeds them? We do. So we say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the worlds. We thank Allah for giving us a mercy in Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. And we say, may the peace and blessing be upon the Prophet, the seal of the Prophet. Surely Allah Almighty speaks. You see, brothers and sisters, that what we are not understanding, Rakhmatin Linnas, it means the mercy to all mankind. How we are mercy to all mankind. We tell our Christians they can't come in. We don't associate with our Christians. We don't walk with them. We don't talk to them. We don't have affairs where they call it in face. I don't know what they think they're doing, that we're going to interact. And that's not association. Association, when they go places together and do things together and come together. Allah said in one ummah. Rahmatin Linnas, brothers and sisters, he's a mercy to all humanity, but I don't think y'all see it that way. But this is Allah in Arabic, in the Arabic language of the Quran. And we cannot make this religion small. This religion is large, very, very large. And I speak like this because I have a lot of people from different religions, but they all believe in God. So in this modern world, it is so difficult. And the difficult allows you not to see things the way you should see it. So it's so scientific. In the day and time that the burden is on the public, the burden of fear, to fear to think. We fear to think, brothers and sisters. We're not thinking. We fear to think. But they give us this burden because we're trying to figure out what are we thinking about. This scientific world. But we have to stay busy. But the way you stay busy, you turn on the radio and you put on the record player and you turn the TV up loud because you want to sound out the reality of what life is about. You want to have fun, and you drowning out your fruitful understanding. You drowning out your fault. You know you got fault, but you can't understand it, but you want to drown it out. It's plentiful. It's plentiful. But you don't want to think. You just want to do whatever comes to your mind. It's not that the burden that is placed on us. Yes, the burden is placed on us. But Allah says, I don't put a burden on a human being in that which they can't understand. But we have this burden. But if we don't think, brothers and sisters, it becomes plentiful and painful. But plentiful, you have to think. If you think and get all this stuff out your head, I'm not saying you're not supposed to listen to music. I was watching something on the internet, and they put James Brown and Frank, Aretha Franklin. I said, whoa. And Wilson Pickett. You don't think I like that? I enjoyed it. Because if you don't like music, you got a hole in your soul. That's why none of y'all want to go to church. Oh, they play music. I love the music. It's what how I was brought up. So sometimes you want to hear the music. Just like you like speakers. Dr. King was not in Islam, but boy, did I love listening to Dr. King. I like music. So you got away from the important issues. There's important issues, but you got away from it. The miracles in man's world. We need original faith that God can give us the belief in God so strongly that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, brothers and sisters, what's happening when you have faith in God. All that other stuff does not matter. What's the powers to be that is in charge? Because there is a power to be in charge while we're going through what we're going through. They want to stop you from voting. They shut down the machines. They want to shut down the post office. All this crazy stuff is happening. You can't do nothing about it. You're insignificant, but not with God. From working. Men don't have jobs. Now women don't have jobs. You're in double trouble. And your children is in school. So how could they help? There's no jobs. They're putting our women and our men in jail, as well as our little children. But we can't see it. We don't understand it. We ain't trying to deal with it. Why? You don't want to hear it. You do not want to hear it. It is called big business with the big corporation. Don't you know if we was collectively together that we can come against any corporation that's doing harm to us? But you can't do it by yourself. You got to have thousands. You got to have millions. And now you made a statement. But these obstacles will not shake us, cannot shake our faith in God. I don't care what we're going through, it should not shake us. You must believe in Allah. Once again, Allah means the God. Because everybody got gods out there. I'm not talking about Christians. I'm not talking about Jews. I'm not talking about they believe in one God. We call him Allah. It changed for saying God because you got man want to be God, but you don't hear no man say he's Allah. So in Islam, we say Allah. But it's okay. I use God a lot because a lot of my Christians and my people know that's God. And when you say God, most as I say, oh, Allah, in Arabic, when I do my prayers and when I say in the English language, Allah knows I mean Allah. Let me get something else straight. You don't have to say Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1,000 times to be redundant. Allah knows you mean Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He knows your heart, brothers and sisters. So you don't have to show off or let someone else think that you're doing what they do. Jesus Christ such and such, and Jesus this, and Jesus the Lord said this, and Jesus, Yes, they want to do. That's their religion. They have a right to. But in Islam, we ain't got to push nothing on anybody. Allah is God. And Muhammad is the seal of the prophet, and we do serve him. But sometimes we're talking for hours, and you can't just keep saying that. Sometimes it comes natural, but Allah knows what you mean. That Allah hears your thoughts before you even think it. You must believe in Allah. Let us join each other in faith. In faith in God, in faith in Allah. What is the power to be that is in charge of trying to do us as a people? What are they trying to do to us? They are trying to stop our development and our growth in society. You didn't get it? Well, let me see if I can wake you up. Where's your homes? Our schools? Where's our food market? Our restaurants? How about our house of worship? We don't have houses of worship. You know, Mama, I love her. Inshallah, we made an oath up there, and when this stuff is over, we're going to help her. She had a church, a lovely small church, but the people in there were so hospitable. They all came to speak to us. They knew we didn't go to that church because they'd been there for years. And the choir was great. And I said, the way she speaks and the way she moves the soul of a human being, and surely she moved mine, I would like to help build you. They said, we have one. I said, you do? Yes. I said, Allahu Akbar. Now, brothers and sisters, you read the Quran. Where is yours? And their church is bigger than most of these masjids on the corner. The one she got now. I ain't talking about the big one that she's fixing and doing things with, building. But where is yours? How do these churches get built like this? Now, I ain't telling you to go crazy because you might want to see Muhammad. I'm a student of you might want to see Muhammad. And he said, stop building these conglomerate buildings with just for a house of prayer. Where's the community? Bring in the community. We always can have a part of it where we can make sajda. We don't have it. So we're on these corner stores. Want some meat market? Wants a liquor place? What? It's a disgrace. It's literally a disgrace. But I know why. We'll get to that. I know why. I know why all this is happening. Because we got time to rest, not be restless. Rest. Because there's not too many places you can go. And you really can't go out to eat unless you're outside. I don't like outside. I'll tell you right now. I don't like flies, I don't like ants, I don't like bugs flying around. I tell me all the time, let's eat out. I said, nope, I don't want to eat out. It's not me, I'm not an outdoor guy. I was in the Boy Scouts, and I like that uniform. You know, I'm 9 years old, I like that uniform. But when they talk about going to camping, and I went to camp and saw worms and bugs and things in the cricket. I don't know what it was. I ain't come back. Took that uniform off. I'm a city boy. I was growing up in the projects. I don't know nothing about all that kind of stuff. Not to say that everybody out there in radio land is different. It's just who I was. So we don't understand, brothers and sisters, that we are forced to come together. So being in your home allows you to spend more time with your family, more important. It allows you to read and study. So let us join each other. Each other in faith. Faith in God. Faith in Allah. What is the powers to be that is changing? What they doing? Is in change is trying to do to us as a people. They are trying to stop our development and growth in society. And where is our home, our schools, our food, our markets, and our restaurants? And some of y'all don't care. You don't care where it's at. Doesn't matter to you. Because we're eating everybody's food now. So people that came in from a different part of the country. But yes, yeah, sometimes you want Italian, you want French, you want Pakistani, and you, yes. But you don't want that every week. That's not what we used to for 400 years. We have our own food, what they call soul food, but we make it clean. So you're not going to eat that all the time. But yet, you have no choice. You don't have nowhere to go. So the power to be has divided us, and that is not what Allah wanted for us, not the faithful ones that believe in God. Are you faithful? That's the question. That is the question. Are you faithful? People of faith recognize each other. Yes, you can tell. You can run into a brother that doesn't dress like you, don't dress like us, you will disturb his peace. You will talk bad about him. That is not good at all. But he feels rejected. So what happened? He doesn't come around. He don't come around us no more. Because why? You insult your own brother. And you don't think Allah don't see it? I know you said vice versa. Hell, because I tell my wife, you try to do what I did wrong? Hell, you want to make a paradise? Don't do what I do wrong. Do something better than me, but don't copy me if I'm wrong. If I'm right, that's different. But you can't copy wrong, brothers and sisters, because someone does it to you. That's what you want to do? I don't think so. I don't think so. Something wrong with that. I believe something's wrong with that. And you should believe there's something wrong with that. So why do you do it? It's a question. Why do you take upon yourself to be like someone else? So they're trying to divide us. That's what they want. But Allah don't want that for us. Not the faithful ones, brothers and sisters. So that question is, are you faithful in Allah? I would not accept that. Me, personally. I would not accept that. Separation, that divide and conquer. That's how they did us for years. The only thing I want to know, do you have the common life of faith? That's what I want to know. Just the common life of faith. If you have the common life of faith, you are my brother. You are my sister. You are welcome in my company. So those brothers and sisters can sit amongst us because of their faith, brothers and sisters, not their religion, their faith. Do you get it? The faith to Allah. I don't want to be in the company of an unfaithful individual. That is not in Islam. Not the true religion. That is not Islam to sit amongst an unfaithful individual. Let them be unfaithful somewhere else, but don't come around me with that. Body wants someone that's faithful to be around them. It's the right thing to do. So what's wrong with us that we are split up? What's wrong with us? We got different parties. in different groups. We got different schools of thought. We are selecting our friends from the wrong school of thought, the wrong material. I said it, the wrong school of thought. That's how you are accepting your friends. But let's look at it. It's simple. The school of thought, the wrong material. But the Holy Quran has a cover that is material. When you open that book, the substance is the school of thought. That's Allah talking to you. The question is, the Quran, our holy book, is not sufficient? Because that's what they're saying. They are saying, I got my own schools of thought. I got this school of thought, that school of thought. Don't let me go through it. All the different schools of thought. Let her have to pick one, two, three, or four. All of them does not equal the Holy Quran. This is the problem why Allah, you don't see it, is punishing us. Stay home. Shut you down. You can't even move. Now, what Satan is doing, don't get that to Allah. He don't want you to save your children. Satan wants to kill your babies. And you are not intelligent enough to know how to protect your own babies, your grandchildren. No, you don't know. You don't have a clue. Doesn't matter to you. Doesn't mean nothing to you. So what's the problem, brothers and sisters? Is there a problem? I believe there's a problem. But what is this problem that we have? Do we understand the problem? You should say to yourself, self, I don't understand the problem. You know, for some reason, I could be wrong. For some reason, it looks like my phone turned off. I don't know if it turned off. It just seems like it did. No, it didn't. Allah is God. So we are selecting our friends from the wrong school of thought. And I explained to you the Holy Quran has a cover that's material. When you open the book, the substance is the school of thought. So the Holy Quran is what? The Quran is our holy book and is sufficient. Where is the people of faith? If we come together in unity, we will have the strength. This is what Allah is saying. You will have the strength against anybody that tries to make us or belittle us or doing damage to us. We will have that faith. Allah will give it to us. In the company of faith will give us strength. If we are in the company of faith, some reason we're not in the company of faith, so we don't have no strength. We do not want to say a word to each other. We will be solid like a rock. We don't have to say a word to each other. Now, I know you saying to me, whoa, Maran, you mean we won't have to talk? Well, let's look at it. When we sit in Juma prayer for 1 hour, you don't say anything to each other. Why? Because the Quran is being read to you. Allah don't need you to talk. You see, brothers and sisters, you wake up this morning, and you made your Fajr prayer before the daylight. Why before the daylight? because you have to speak out loud in the dark. You got to say Fatiha. And then you can take the part of the other part of the surahs of the Quran. Choose any one you want. But you must start off with Fatiha. But when that crack of day, there's no more prayers out loud. Zul, quiet. He's the imam. He's the hafiz. That's one who knows the Quran and don't even have to look at it. He's the scholar. Yes, he got all them titles, but he cannot speak. He can't speak Zul. He can't speak a fas, also prayer. He cannot. Why? Because it's daylight. The revelation is lit. Read. Read in the name of your Lord that created. That's all God said. I don't need you, man. I don't need you to speak. I don't care how much you can read the Quran. You can't say nothing. Because it's daylight. And then the Zul prayer, if you look at the shadow, that's the soul of the human being. Line all the way to after. But that prayer, you can't say anything, but that's pressure. That press is pressure. But you're going down now into triple darkness. So you can speak. You can say your prayers, brothers and sisters, because why? You're now in darkness, so Allah allows you to speak. And imams have the right to speak. And Allah allows them to speak. And they lead the prayer for the congregation. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has us to do the things we do. So everything has a meaning to it, brothers and sisters. Everything has a meaning to it. You're just not going through rituals. It's to bring you to the level to understand that you can come closer to Allah, you can talk to Allah. And it's not wrong to ask somebody about certain things, but you have to understand. If you don't understand it, you go read about it. I said, the imam told me, he said, you do not tell somebody where Quran that you speak, because what they will do, they will say to you, under no circumstances, they will say to you, well, where do you see that in the Quran? And you'll go to it. They'll go to it just to see if they can prove you wrong. They didn't go there to learn it. They want to see if you're wrong. So I said, well, buddy, man, what I say to them is simple. Read the Quran. You'll come over it. Now they got to read it to find it. But if you ain't reading the Quran, I had a text from my beautiful niece. That means she's listening. She reads the Quran every day, sometimes twice a day. Now, how she do that? She's a mother and a wife. Because why? She loves it. But she ain't just reading to be holy. She reading to advance. And one of the reasons I offer her a station with her sister, so they can give it back. So they get it back. We got to come from behind the wall. And allow me to say this, brothers and sisters, since I'm on this. There was a brother that we all knew, and he made a statement, and it sounded like the statement was, he said that the Amalai Muhammad was a liar. And my God, you'd be shocked and amazed. There's some crazy people out there, but that's not what he said. That is not what he said. It came from a very intelligent man. He said, stop lying on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Big difference, isn't it? But because you have inferior people with no reputation and they want to be seen, so they take anything that can get their name out there. That's what they want. But if they would come to me, I would tell them, not only are you judging someone, you can't judge yourself. Well, how in the world are you going to judge another man? And more important, if that man that's so intelligent read that and said, that's not what he said, I accept that. I haven't seen it, but I accept him because that man is not going to lie. But when he said who said it and who promoted it, it was an inferior individual that got what I would call an inferior complex, that they want to be something they're not. And so therefore, this is what the internet is for, to fight each other. But it seems to me that if you in Islam, and Newark is known for being in Islam that today, you should take the man behind the door and what he said. You know what your man told me? He said, don't even go into the church. If you see the reverend doing wrong, don't you question that man in front of that congregation. Why, brother man? Muhammad? He said, because you will hurt the people that love him. So you would do more harm than help. Get him in the back by himself. Well, today, these brothers don't have no messages. These brothers are talking to the world. They're talking to the world. So they're not trying to cover his shame. They're trying to expose it. And now that I'm on that, I want to talk about why brothers are on the internet fighting how they feel about Farad, how they feel about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, how they believe in the mothership and anything else. Who the hell are you to argue with them when that's the school of thought we came to before we learned? Before we learned the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why I love my teacher. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said very clearly, because brothers and sisters, I sat up under him 27 Sundays without missing one. I got an angel. He comes on his radio sometime. He was my mentor. Yusuf will tell you, he and I took that post. Yes, we did. 14 Sundays in a row, we were not going to miss protecting our leader. But I say all that to say, he said, I did not come here to teach you religion. Whoa. One after me will teach you your true religion. And let me clear something else up. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad never named anybody but Muhammad Ali and his children. He didn't just give names out. Musa is the great-grandson of Booker T. Washington. Musa was a lieutenant. Musa went directly to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and asked him for a name. If he was going to give anybody a name, he'll give a name to a gentleman who is the great grandson of Booker T. Washington. He told him, and I quote him, he said, one after me will give you your true name. Ah! So this myth that he named all these people is not true. One brother said he named Eddie Mustafa. Why you put Eddie? He didn't name Eddie Mustafa. Dwight Kwame. Why you put Dwight? He didn't name Dwight Kwame. He named Saad Muhammad. He wasn't even in the boxing. But he was smart. He knew that Ali had a gift. He knew that this man can take us around the world. And he saw that in him. Because you got to understand, they will never tell you about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but they'll give you so much credit. Come next, did a 360 and evolved because of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught him. To the point, he felt like his son. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad felt like he was his son. Well, why he was raising Malcolm, he had another 500 ministers he was raising. And one of them was a man coming out of Baltimore named Minister Louis Farrakhan. Well, that wasn't his name. Minister, he took Farrakhan. And he went into New York, and my God, is he outstanding. Now, was there more? Yes. But New York was where everybody will know you. So you're going to become large. It's like we all are great fighters but never been on TV. So whoever gets on TV is going to be the greatest fighter. You know why? The world's watching. But they won't get a credit. Because all of us was being cleaned up. That's what we do. And he wouldn't name nobody. So, yes, he named Kareem Abdullah. Took the name Kareem Allah. And he wanted him to keep that together, not Kareem, the first name, the last name, Allah, put it together. Kareem Allah. However, Kareem, I slew him right now. He saw me, he said, Rod, I changed my name. I was shocked. To what, Sensei? He said, to Kareem Abdullah, servant of Allah. And wherever, and I'm just saying this because I believe I got the knowledge, wherever he did wrong, Kareem, Allah reward him, that he grew to understand we are servants of God. So these things happen in life. These things happen in life because we were just crawling. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, so everybody, wait till the news. And then Imam Waladin Muhammad, because Musa became an imam. And Musa went to the Honorable Imam Waladin Muhammad and asked him to give him a name. So today, Musa's name is Imam Musa Muslim Abuy. There it is. Now, we in North, we took our names. We took, but we grew. My name was Rashid Shabbat. That's who I was all through my youth years. But I wanted Muhammad, so I dropped Shabbat as a tribe, and I took Muhammad, you know, because I followed in the footsteps of our Lord. But when I read Murad, I jumped that in the first, kept Rashid Muhammad. One will be it to God. You see, brothers and sisters, you don't understand that we are so, Allah is watching us and see if we will unite. We must come together. We must unify. We have to find the faithful ones, the believers. And I'm talking about my Christians. I'm talking about my Jews. I'm talking about brothers as Hindus. Whoever, Jehovah Witness, Seventh-day Adventists, whoever they may be. Now look what Allah says in the Quran. I'm going to pretty much close on this, but look what Allah says in the Quran. Allah says in the Holy Quran that we are obligated to protect all houses of worship. Now, how are you going to give your life and protect all house of worship when you don't even love them? You don't even want to bury them. You don't even want to socialize with them. But Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, put in the Holy Quran, because this came from Allah, that we in Islam must protect the houses of worship other than the masjid. But it goes further. It said protect their sacred belongings. Meaning they got statues, they got things they love. Protect it. They can't come in there and just tear up a church or a synagogue. Now, brothers and sisters, I would like to tell you a lot of things. There's so many devils around. At one time, we used to can talk, but you can't talk because jealousy, they go and tell everybody. I was watching Kingfish. I saw it came on. I was watching it. And Kingfish has accidentally took a picture of a guy who robbed the bank. And they found out that he was trying to beat his partner because his partner had the camera. So he wanted to trick the partner and get the camera so he can go get the money. It was $1,000. You know, $1,000 back there in 1951. This is when it was made. Well, to make a long story short, what happened to Kingfish is that he went home and told his wife. His wife told the neighbor. The neighbor told someone else and told someone else and told someone else, and all of a sudden it was around that Kingfish found the crook that robbed him. He got the picture of him coming out of the bank. So the crook is now looking for the kill Kingfish and his buddy. You see how fast things can travel? So it can travel and get in the wrong ears, and boy, they stop you. So my learning and being in the world is you don't tell nobody what you're going to do until you do it. Till the deal is signed, the handprints are on the contract, and then you tell the world. That's true. That's what you're supposed to do. So my faith today is to encourage you that we must come together and we have to stop this separation and this dividing. It's not Islam. But you can't say, brothers and sisters, you can't say for all your Arab beer speaking brothers and sisters, Rabatin Linas. That's in Arabic. But we know it in English. For Muhammad is a mercy to all mankind. What part did you miss? That you, man, you don't like the Jews, you don't like the Christians, you don't like the Latinos, you don't like the Pakistan, you don't like nobody that's not in Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorifies his name, says it, but y'all will not. You will not openly say what that Quran says. That Quran literally says, oh, you Jews, whoa, and saviors, believe in one God in the hereafter, and there will not be no burden on you in the day of judgment. So where this thought comes from, they're going to hell. You see, if we stick to the Quran and start listening to all these other books, well, Muhammad the Prophet, prayers of peace upon him, left us with two gifts. Tell Muhammad, the Quran and the Sunnah. Fuse what is the Sunnah. The Sunnah is Brother Murad. the Sunnis, Imam, this Imam, that Imam, and who man, whoever may be man. They don't say that in the Quran. What is the Sunnah? One, you assume your responsibility to Allah. But he didn't leave us no other book. There is no other book. He left us two gifts. Now, you have people that want to rationalize in their mind. You have a right to. They don't make it right. They want to rationalize in your mind, and they tell you what the Hadith says. I heard it. They talk about the Hadith more than they talk about the Quran. How would you want someone to read the Hadith, but you don't want them to read the Quran? But every time you teach someone how to make prayer, that's Allah. Those are his language, not no man's language. You have to say, I bear witness that there is no God. Inshallah. Brothers and sisters, you have to understand that Allah's words in the Holy Quran, and no man can supersede that. So why do I not give you halal? I'm going to feed you all kinds of meat. None of the Quran said it doesn't have to be halal. You have to eat. You can eat the pork. Yes, it's in the Quran. You can eat the pig if you're dying for hunger. But don't pig out. Eat just enough to get you to the next day. And that's you're not chastised for that. See how merciful God is? So why would I feed you pig and I got halal? Why would I feed you any other meat and I got halal? But if I don't have halal, I have to feed you and stay away from the pig, and I have to say, Bismillah. Bismillah. So you won't get sick, so it won't poison you, but you got to eat. But if we're on a desert and a pig is running around, we have nothing to eat, you can eat that pig, God said. Because why? Other than that, you're going to die. You need food. Well, now you understand that kindergarten, that's physical. Let's deal with the rationalize of the Quran. The Allah needs nothing physical. So why are you feeding them a book that one man said, one brother, whoever the sheikh may be, says this is the Hadith? And that comes from because when you went to school, they taught you that the white man is Jesus. When you went to school, they taught you the white man is God. When you went to school, they taught you that the white man is superior. So they feed you that. So when you go to these schools, they don't let you stay in the Quran because they know that's your nature. So they feed you what? Hadith. And there's 99.5% of the Hadith is not authentic. And half of that 0.5% is not authentic. So you think, Negro, that you're going to go out this country and they're going to give you the authentic Hadith? That bothers me. It's mathematically impossible because they don't think you're Muslim anyway. Whoa! They don't, Rob. Man, these boys was pagan lovers. They was burying little girls in the sand. And we want to hear what they're going to teach us? You better get back in the Quran and study the Uswa of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I ain't saying don't go out and read. Go read Dick and Jane went up the hill. You can read anything you want. But learn the Quran. That gives you the format. More important is your blueprint. More important is your foundation of everything. Anything small is in the Quran. Anything big is in the Quran. And that's why they say, what kind of book is that? It's your nature. I thank you for listening. And if I say anything to hurt anyone, not my intention at all. I believe I love you all more than you love me. Why? because I do it for the sake of Allah. And if I say anything incorrect, I'm human. I can make a mistake. We say, subhanAllah, Allah is the best known. But if I said anything that allows you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your deen, a little fitra in the nature in which you was created, stand up in your obedience to God, your faith in God, your taqwa. Don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah glorifies his name. And I said anything, brothers and sisters, that you need to send a message to me, you can send it. Ask Murad Muhammad at yahoo.com. And I'll get it. A greeting from our father Adam, our biological father, to our father Abraham, he is of all nationalities and all intellectual mind. That's Abraham. He's the son of Adam, so he's not our father, but of our intellectual mind, he is our father. To show you that you don't need nobody, you could just go search for God, and Allah will allow you to approach him if your heart is right. I greet you from Jesus. And Jesus says, in me, I am in you, and you are in me. I love Jesus. Jesus Christ means Muslim. He did the work of Allah. He's a Muslim. Every human being is a Muslim. But Allah made this one pure. And he spoke about one coming after him, and that's Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Peace and blessings be upon the Prophet. He's the seal of the Prophet. And we say, may Allah bless his descendants and his companions. And when we greet him, when we greet him, brothers and sisters, you're greeting all the prophets in one, because all of them are in him. The ingredients in him made him the seal. And he says, God told me to tell you, I am a mortal human being just like you, so you don't make no mistake. I was your host tonight. My name is Murad Muhammad. A lot of people call me Imam, and some call me Imam, Dr. Murad Muhammad. You call me Murad. This is not Juma. This is me speaking aloud about what God says and what the Prophet wants us to do, and more important, to be able to unite us as one Ummah. I greet you with the Arabic language that's in the Holy Quran. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And we'd just like to just say to all you out there that have this virus of COVID-19, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rid you of that disease, and who all have passed away. We ask Allah, and he knows, he's the best knower, separate their faults from their goodness as thou separate the east from the west, and grant them the hereafter Jannah. And we ask Allah to bless you all that struggling. First comes difficult, then comes ease. But understand, if you have faith, you will be okay, inshallah. Tomorrow, tune in. You have Dr. O will be on from 7 to 8. And Monday, I shall return, inshallah, from 7 to 8:45. Peace and love. Thank you for listening.